Whether you're a fervent moviegoer or just appreciate a good film every once in a while, you've almost certainly heard of her, Pam Grier. The 70s icon revolutionized Hollywood with her depiction of powerful and feminine characters. As we continue our week-long series on prominent African-American actresses, film critic Mia Mask takes us back to the beginning of Grier's career.
Pam Grier is one of the most popular and well-known film stars from the 70s. As a youngster, Pam Grier grew up on military bases in England and California before her parents settled in Colorado. When she caught the attention of a Hollywood agent, she accepted the invitation to move out to Hollywood and worked as a switchboard operator while taking acting classes and auditioning for roles. Auditions initially proved frustrating as she encountered racial discrimination and was frequently rejected for various reasons. Then she met producer and director Roger Corman. At the time, Corman reigned as the most prolific producer of low-budget horror and pulp movies with sexy, hard-hitting female protagonists. Amid the atmosphere of social disaffection and political activism in the late 1960s and 1970s, Grier rose to prominence as the sexy, scantily clad, inmate-turned-revolutionary in titillating women in prison pictures like The Big Doll House and The Big Birdcage.
Now, where is Jungle? Don't you think I'd tell you before I let this fat pansy slap me around?
Neither racial role model nor simple stereotype, Pam Grier's 70s screen persona was multifaceted. Her characters fused feminist sensibilities, black nationalist radicalism, vigilante justice, and then there was Grier's sex appeal. She created a badass screen persona that carried over easily into blaxploitation, where she portrayed the avenging Afro femme fatale in campy and in blaxploitation movies like Coffee. In Coffee, now a cult classic, Grier epitomized the charismatic, tough working girl that used her brains, body, and bravery to locate and entrap criminals who preyed upon the black community.
Come on now. Look, I ain't gonna shoot you.
Please, don't shoot. I'll pay you anything. $1,000,000.
Okay, $1,000,000. You got a deal. I won't kill you. It's your friend Brunswick I want anyway. Where is he?
He went to his house at the beach.
Thanks. That's a present for my little sister.
This was the first picture she carried herself. The story is about a woman who wants to rid her black community of the drugs and dope pushers responsible for her little sister's addiction. Coffee was so successful at the box office that Foxy Brown was initially planned as its sequel, but became a standalone story. Pam Grier is an important icon because she has had a lasting effect on popular culture. Take Quentin Tarantino's 1997 homage, Jackie Brown, as a case in point.
The way I see it, you and me got one thing to talk about. One thing. And that's what you are willing to do for me.
Grier's legacy is greater than the number of references in popular culture. She belongs in the pantheon of radical 1970s film stars responsible for the shift away from women as passive sexual objects to women working as active subjects, propelling the narrative. The crossover success of her public persona demonstrates that she's one of the definitive icons of the 70s zeitgeist.
Mia Mask is an associate professor of film at Vassar College. She's the author of Divas on Screen, Black Women in American Film. To read more about Pam Grier and to see video clips from her films, Coffee and Foxy Brown, please go to the program page of NPR.org and select Tell Me More. Tune in again tomorrow when Mia will tell us about another successful black actress, comedian Whoopi Goldberg. And that's our program for today. I'm Lynn Neary, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.